Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Quick programming update and apologies for this just losing my mind for a second, but we got one more guest today. Dr. David Luttrell, the orchestra conductor, is going to come in at the last segment because it's a day of farewells in so many ways here on In Focus this morning because he's retiring and he's having his last concert tomorrow night, I believe.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to his concert. And, small world, I worked with David's brother when I was at Colorado State University. And John Luttrell, his brother, and his wife, Mary, who I also worked with, are coming in to enjoy that wonderful concert tomorrow evening.
We're all looking forward to it. We do have a phone call we had over break. Caller, thanks for patiently waiting. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I have heard the name April Mason for some time, and then do you happen to present my son with a 25-year recognition? Well, he's very modest, and I didn't know about it until after the fact, and a friend mailed me a photo of that. Another question I have was, you come from a long line with your siblings of educators. Do you, all your siblings and you, have children to pass all this on to that will continue?
Absolutely. For five children, we have not had a lot of grandchildren, but we work really hard with our children and our grandchildren to instill the importance of learning constantly. And I have two stepchildren who have five children between them, and I thoroughly enjoy taking my grand girls to the library, working with them on their reading, instilling in them a sense of wonder and excitement about museums. And it's really nice to see that, yes, we are passing this on, and I know my brothers and sisters are as well. Really important to us. Thank you for asking.
Thanks so much for that call. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And April, you wanted to mention K-State 2025, something that started right when you kind of came on with previous president, Dr. Kirk Schultz, and something that I think when Schultz left Washington State, there was that wonder of, is that going to continue? But that's something President Myers has continued, and you foresee it continuing.
I think it is a strong endorsement of a good strategic plan that, irregardless of who the president is, and K-State 2025 indeed was initiated by Kirk Schultz, and we worked very hard with the entire campus to build that strategic plan. And I had many discussions with President Myers when he was the interim, talking about how he might want to engage K-State 2025. And he said it would be really silly to switch strategic plans now. But just like any strategic plan with any group, it needs to be revised. It needs to be rethought, kind of reset at different times. And next academic year, new provosts, and a couple of new deans, they are going to be revising and looking at K-State 2025 again for the current environment and where we are. And so I think it's really a tribute to all the people that worked hard on K-State 2025 and who have kept it alive and kept working hard, even in times that they might have thought, boy, this is pushing a pretty large rock up a hill. But it's a tribute to the plan, and it's a tribute to the planners, because this was a whole campus effort with alumni and others involved, community members. So it's a plan that is going to endure. But we always have to look at that plan and make some revisions and continue working on it.
And just for any listeners who may be new to the area and is not sure what K-State 2025 means, if you want to enlighten us real quick.
Sure. It's the strategic plan of the university with the overarching goal to be a top 50 public research university by the year 2025. Seven themes within the strategic plan, and that's the university plan. And then each of the colleges and major units have done their plan to align with the university plan. Undergraduate education, graduate education, outreach and engagement to the community, research and scholarship, infrastructure, and then athletics. So it's a very all-encompassing plan, and it's available on our website.
Brady Bowman here with departing Provost and Senior Vice President April Mason. Last day will be June 30th of this year. So what is next for April Mason after June 30th?
Well, we're on Monday morning. I've been packing boxes all weekend, as has my spouse. Middle of May, the moving truck will get here, and our belongings will go to Fort Collins, Colorado. I am here until the end of June, so I have the opportunity of living in Kramer Residence Hall, which is going to be fun. It's right next to that incredible food mart. I mean, I'll probably gain 15 pounds while I'm over there. But through the auspices of housing and dining, I'll be living in one of the residence halls. And don't feel sorry for me. It's a very nice apartment that they have, and I'll be the first person to live in it. So I'm looking forward to it. Then I'll get on in my car and drive to Colorado. But I know that I'll be back at Kansas State University numerous times. Friends, colleagues, and wonderful, wonderful memories. Thank you.
And how cool is that to kind of go out with the students, right? Kind of living amongst the students.
I came in living near Aggieville. I'm going to go out living in Residence Hall. It just seems right.
We have another caller. Caller, you're on in focus. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'd like your opinion. Earlier in your interview, you were speaking of tenure. What is your opinion of tenure? I know some universities have gotten away from it, and they don't have that anymore. And I keep quizzing my mind and saying, is that something that is really good and fair? If you have someone you'd like to see depart, it's tough to get rid of them. And I don't know of any other businesses that have tenure. You have to keep your plate clean, and you have to do the right things and be up to the profession. And when you have tenure, it maybe changes the attitude of the person. What's your opinion of that into the future, and should we keep it? And I'll certainly be happy to hang up and listen. Thanks for the job you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Big question you've asked, and one that I'll do my very best to answer in a short period of time. Tenure came about at a time when we wanted to be absolutely sure to protect faculty to be able to do work in particular areas that might not be as popular than others. We are seeing many faculty ranks that do not have tenure these days. In fact, I was instrumental with many, many other people to implement what we call professional titled faculty on the Kansas State University campus, and they are non-tenure track. We do still have tenure, and what you say is absolutely true. You know, you don't want to tenure someone into a role that they no longer are held accountable, and so we do keep people accountable. We have annual reviews for all faculty and staff. We have what we call a chronic low achievement. If someone gets below expectations for 2 years in a row or two times in 3 years, they have to go into what is called a development plan. And I'll tell you that I'm proud of the history that Kansas State University has, in that there are three things that can happen when you are in a development plan. You can throw your hands up and say, I resign, or I retire. Or you can buckle down and actually make a significant change, or the university can take moves to remove you from your tenured position, and we have actually done that at Kansas State University. So we have a policy that has some teeth, and it's not easy, but it is not impossible at all, and I have seen it happen since I've been here. The future of tenure? Oh boy, my crystal ball is probably as foggy as yours. I think it will probably be here for a while, but I do see higher education changing, and I might say I predict there will be maybe fewer tenure track positions and maybe more of the professional titled positions. But as I said, that's April Mason's opinion in a foggy crystal ball. So good question, but I'm proud of the reputation Kansas State has.
Thanks so much for that call. Let's go ahead and take our last break, and April, hope you stick with us for this last segment, because we'll have David Luttrell, the conductor for K-State Orchestra. 28 years he's been at K-State, having his farewell concert tomorrow night, so Hope you can stick with us.
I will, absolutely.
More in Focus coming up.
When catastrophe hits and